This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Golds. As I read Hebrews 13, verses 1 through 6, a question popped into my mind. You can count on God. Can He count on you? God has said, "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you." The writer concludes from this, "So we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me?" The clear answer to this question is, nothing. But wait, aren't there many Christians who have suffered loss in many ways? All you have to do is read Hebrews chapter 11. Many godly men and women suffered greatly in spite of trusting and obeying God. In the end, they will discover it was all worth it. Don't just protect your own interests, rather, keep on loving each other as brothers. Verse 1. Don't be afraid to entertain strangers. Who knows? You might actually entertain angels as Abraham did. He goes on to say, remember those in prison and who are mistreated. Be proactive in caring for the needs and welfare of others. Give hope to those in unfortunate circumstances. Even if they deserve to be in prison, you might help them realize their need for Christ and turn to Him. That would totally change their lives, even if they remain in prison. Keep yourself sexually pure before God, especially in your marriage. God honors that kind of union. Keep yourself free from the love of money. Be content with what you have. All we either shun or slip into that is contrary to the way Jesus lived and God desires for us to live will keep us from enjoying the presence, protection, and help of God. Are you in a place where He can bless you? Can He count on you?